Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Beri, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that for India, BIMSTEC represents the intersection of its neighbourhood-first outlook, the Act East policy and the Sagar vision. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking on the occasion of the second Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat in New Delhi. He added that each of these endeavours is being purposed with a specific focus on the Bay of Bengal, where collaborative potential has long remained underrealized. Dr. Jayashankar said the message from the foreign minister should be clear that they are all determined to infuse new energies, new resources and a new commitment into cooperation among the Bay of Bengal nations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India is a proactive partner furthering BRICS agenda of inclusive growth and sustainable development. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading the Indian delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. Addressing the first plenary session, Mr. Birla informed that around 65 crore voters exercised their franchise in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections, extending a welcome to the four new members, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE, into BRICS Parliamentary Forum. Mr. Birla commended the Russian chair for ensuring the seamless integration of new members into the organization. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a virtual discussion on issues of family planning and population control with states and union territories on the occasion of World Population Day today in New Delhi. The theme of the event was healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies for the well-being of mother and child. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized that both the centre and states need to collectively work to ensure proper family planning and to execute schemes and initiatives properly, especially in high-burden states, districts and blocks. The minister added that there is a need to maintain low total fertility rate in the states that have already achieved it and work towards achieving it in other states. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of the NETUG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the National Testing Agency. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the NETUG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. Meanwhile, a group of students met Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the NEETUG examination in New Delhi today. The students shared their experiences about the exam and challenges faced by them. In Uttar Pradesh, the army has been called in for help in rescue and relief operation, as 633 villages of 12 districts are reeling under flood fury. Central Surya Command sent two columns to Shahjahanpur district for help in rescue work. Around 8 lakh people are affected due to floods in the state. In Assam, another 5 people died in the last 24 hours, taking the number of flood-related deaths to 84 this season, and over 14 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 27 districts. In Goa, an orange alert has been issued by the IMD. A yellow alert is issued till the 14th of July. Fishermen have been advised not to venture along and off South Maharashtra and Goa coast during this period. In Wimbledon tennis, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina will take on Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic in the women's singles semi-final this evening. In the other semi-final, 7-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolini will face Croatia's Donna Vekic. And with that, we end this news bulletin.